A Peruvian immigrant who grew up undocumented in Kingston is now documented. He also is an attorney and wants to give back to his community. Cueva came to the U.S. with his family at age 11 in January 2001 on a tourist visa, and he says, unbeknownst to him, stayed beyond the permitted time. He came to Kingston where he already had family. After graduating from Kingston High School, Cueva attended SUNY Ulster, earning an associate's degree in arts and humanities. He then attended the University at Albany, graduating with a political science degree, and went on to the Benjamin N. Cardoso School of Law, where he pursued immigration law. Cueva, who was sworn in as an attorney May 23rd, is an Immigrant Justice Corps Fellow, the first such fellowship program in the U.S. dedicated to meeting the need for high-quality legal assistance for immigrants seeking citizenship and fighting deportation.
I asked to be placed at Catholic Charities because they have offices all over the Hudson Valley. They have one in Yonkers, in Rockland. They have one in Newburgh. They have one in Poughkeepsie, which is where I go. They have one in Kingston. So right now I'm working out of Manhattan, but I do go once a week to either Poughkeepsie or Newburgh.
He says he wants to provide more immigration resources to the Hudson Valley and does not yet know whether that means ultimately opening his own practice or being part of another group.
My main goal is to bring the resources in New York City to the Hudson Valley. How? I don't know. I mean, I guess it starts with me, right? I went to Cardoso Law School because I knew that Professor Markowitz and the Immigrant Justice Clinic were there. And because in New York City, I knew I was going to be able to work with the best and learn from the best. And I want to be the best at what I do. So if I go back to the Hudson Valley, then at least that's something, you know. But the fact that we have the Immigrant Justice Corps and it's expanding to the Hudson Valley, and then hopefully we can get more programs like this, fellowships, to expand up there and get more fellows, more people that are trained to specifically address immigration law issues.
Cueva is not without role models. It was at a New York City Bar Association event that Cueva met Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor, who was there to deliver a speech.
I see her as a role model, and I never, ever, ever thought that I would have this opportunity. And you know what? I remember now that when I decided to go to the event, I said, I'm going to get my haircut just in case. You never know. I get to meet Sonia Sotomayor, and it worked out. So I have that picture framed. I look up to her. I always look at that for motivation, inspiration, and I think she's a wonderful woman that I aspire to be like.
Meanwhile, he says he was honored to deliver the keynote address at SUNY Ulster's May graduation. His main message was about perseverance at a school where start here, go far is the motto.
And I wanted them to know that even me, someone who was undocumented, that could not take out any loans to finance my education, could go to Ulster and get an associate's degree in 3 semesters and then transfer to a 4-year university, get my bachelor's, and then go to law school, you know, and graduate and do what I'm doing now, you know, which is my dream.
He adds,
in my speech, I mentioned that one of the biggest obstacles for me was living in fear of being myself, of my identity, because it was equated with illegality, because people, normal people, my peers, referred to me as illegal. And I never understood how someone's humanity, how someone's being can be illegal, you know? I mean, underage drinking, for example, is illegal, but we don't call our sons and daughters illegals, right? They're just kids drinking.
He says the immigration plan of presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump, a plan which includes building a wall along the border with Mexico, is regressive.
So why are we using that rhetoric with this group of people? What is the real reason that we're doing it? I don't know, and I'm still waiting for the answer, but I think I found my answer because this man that is leading the polls has provided me with that answer, and that is that racism is still alive in America.
Meanwhile, Cueva says he is proud of helping a Central American student at Kingston High School.
I was able to obtain asylum for this kid, and you know, he's going to receive his green card soon, but that was the first case that I won. That moment made me realize that I am where I'm supposed to be. because I had other opportunities in law school to like join the private sector and do other jobs that paid you more. But winning that case and having that kid, after all he endured, get asylum, and it wasn't an easy case, but, you know, he got asylum, and him tell me, thank you, just that's what it's all about.
And he is working with another Central American student.
And I'm actually going to have a second asylum interview with another kid from Kingston High School June 7th. So hopefully I get to win that one too. Not hopefully, I will win that one too.